Very heavy, you see? Is it heavy? Yeah, I know.
What happened?
Namo Guru Be, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Be, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Be, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Maya samaya gyuya me Shaya raya paya roya shi Maya gyuya maya ga Namaya gyuya maya waya ni Soya soya raya re Yaya gyuya shaya yaya wa Tuya samaya jaraya vi Yamaya laya shaya tseya lo Deyaya dham Bhaya deya gaya de Bhaya raya gaya de Bhaya raya samaya gaya de Bhoi de soha Deyaya ta Gaya deya gaya de Gaya raya gaya de Gaya raya saya gaya de Bhoi de soha Deyaya ta Gaya deya gaya de Baya raya gaya de Baya raya saya gaya de Baya de soha Geri donra geri kim adam edene be candan rahat. Tümba rege bezon zoşan erdaki de can tandıra deli. Şu sayge beni şuy. Meto etrem nare ravale gene de cembandı. Sanci kendu medem bu ayı. Rokuyu namda vakin la şöpür. Şu ay edemem gurur enam edalak. Ne adaya mi sanje çöda soje çonama. Şankü barıdı dağını şöpsün. Nağı köyü cebi sönümce. Dola peşe sanje rupır. Şu sanje çöda soje çonama. Şankü barıdı dağını şöpsün. Dağı köyü cebi sönümce. Dola peşe sanje rupır. Şu sanje çöda soje çonama. Şankü barıdı dağını şöpsün. Dağı köyü cebi sönümce. Lola peşe sanje rupar yo. Now I think it's first of all we to make a good motivation for the to get teaching or myself to give the teaching yourself good motivation for the to listen to the teaching of the Dharma. So this means, look at me, really, all sentient beings, so much is suffering, pain and happiness, all the ways, you don't think but only to human beings, please. This is nothing really much. Human beings, please, tremendous someone suffering, pain or happiness, but if this compare to the low realms means if compared to the hell realms, hell means tremendous, day or night, all the time suffering by burning, freezing, hurting by weapon of the karmas. There are no any extra or burning, actually like a fire like which we had, it's not, but fire and freezing, all those are hell beings made by themselves, actually, really, it's a vision of those by karma. In the hell realm, hell beings, there are no any other, means hell individually. Hell beings, they vision for themselves. They are no general, just like this country. You know, different motivations, different status, that kind of, they are no thing. So, by bad karmas, you know, who made bad karma? Big ones, if you made big karma, big one. Result of that, rebound in the hell realms. If we don't purify, if we didn't do the purify, that's karma, then result must come. If we made a very big, huge karma to be rebound in the hell realms, but if we do to make purify by practice, that's what we can do. That's a good for us. So that's, if don't do that, then after the death, there are two different ways. After the death, we are two different ways to go, higher realms or lower realms. Only two ways. There are no any other between there. Good way or bad ways. It means to have a good rebirth or bad rebirth. That's We miss a good rebirth or bad rebirth. Good rebirth by good karma, by spiritual action, by virtuous action. So that those are the cause of the good rebirth. If we made that means after the death, good way to high realms, human beings alive, asuras alive, or gods and goddesses alive. If more than that, then it can be high level, you know, like Shavakas, Patikas, or Bodhisattvas path. We can't go through that way. So if we made bad karma, if we did purify of the which we made a karma, bad karma, then by their powers to be reborn in the low realms, means hell realms, hungry ghostless realms, animal section. So those are only two ways related. So that's why we want to make safe. Number one, safe, you are safe to make safe from the dangers of the to be reborn in the lower realms. Then more than that, I think we think about, try to make safe ourselves and also safe for the others. Others are really is very important. Others are very kind. Even today's being enemies, very bad enemies, criticize to us, mean to us, try to harm, damage us, but that person, it was many times our friends, best friends, not just only friends, best friends, has been our father, mother, sister, brothers. Really it is. Maybe you think, how can be like this? I think, how can be? Yes. Our life is numberless lives, has been already. There's no, this is the example, okay? In the universe, big or small form, everything is trying to make small atoms, trying to make piece of atoms. Unbelievable. Even this house is to make small atoms cannot be in the digits, cannot make numbers. But that's kind of the whole universe to make atoms of like this. Buddha can be counting this, how many atoms in there. Buddha can say right ways, answer for us. But individually, yours, mine, didn't see Buddha beginning of the us. You was beginning like this, now came here, between there this much has been counting. Cannot, Buddha didn't see that, because beginning is. If there no existing, then Buddha cannot see. Existence are three tiny phenomena, past tense, present, future, all those are Buddha can see. If there no existing, Buddha can see, because there nothing. So that's why I think we are our start of beginning, our lives when started, just so much beginnings. So therefore, did you see? So that's kind of everyone we have. Everyone has two ways. There's our lives, there are no beginnings, but we have ended, yes. We have ended. When? And samsara beings are one day ended, yes. When free from the samsara, become a heart, you know. That's the end of samsara. See, that's it. There are no beginnings, but there is end. end of the life, or end of the, not only life, end of the samsara life. Yes. Everyone has it. Even today is a very, very negative person, like just kill them, trillions of beings, or like human beings, or animals, or cats, like this. That person, he or she, very bad negative person, but that's one day, he or she has some sort of, end of some sort of life, yes. Because one day become an old being Buddha, that's also. Everyone has that. So that's kind of, so we tremendously, we had this kind of reincarnations. Then any kind of reincarnation, one father, mother never took it. Changing. This lifetime, father, mother, if you have it, that's next lifetime cannot take. Even coming back human beings alive, but cannot take. Maybe father, mother staying this here, but his being need be go there, and then come back even human beings alive, another one. So that's kind of, think about it. Then everyone has been very kind for us. Everyone. Maintaining of the eight verses of maintaining. Beginning of the first verses says, all sentient beings are very, very precious for me, for you. They include enemies. See? Very precious. Because why precious everyone? Reason is we will have freedom of samsara, or we will have become a being Buddha. The realign with other sentient beings to make compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta. All those are object of, when we do those meditations, object of the all other sentient beings without discrimination. So that's why I think my or yours enlightenment is related with others. Really it is, really. You know, it's like a simple example. These days, president election, become a president or not by relying with people. You understand? Yeah, by I think people bought it, then maybe say, just like that. We are become a being without yes or not relying. Independent with the other sentient beings. Think about it, really it is. That's why everyone precious for us. Really. Precious. So I think that's what we need to think about. That's why we need respect to the others, everybody. Respect it. Really. He or she, even children, even animals. We should not put it down. No. We don't need any praise, or you are the greatest. But by mentally, we don't know who is the good, who is the bad, who is the holy being, who is not. We cannot make judge about this. Really it is. Buddha himself said that through the teachings from the sutra. Between Buddhas can be see, you know, quality or everything is high level or low levels means Buddha, between Buddha, they can see, Buddha see, but we cannot. So that's why I think it's we, if respect to everybody, then one day maybe holy beings, we can respect to them. If good mind, very maybe in a minute, even the 1 second, we think about, oh, that's great. Appreciation, we do it like this. I think great. Great action. We respect, you know. That's why I think we respect, really it is. We don't know. We don't know others. That's why we should not criticize others and have thoughts of others. We don't. We try to do that. That's why I think when we talk about this, like hell beings, as hell beings. So we are not hell beings now. If we are hell beings, we cannot do anything positive action there. Very special one, like bodhisattvas. You know, me, it's like they can do it better. We are talking about ordinary beings. Ordinary beings, when they was born in the hell realms, hundred ghostless realms, hell beings cannot do anything positive action. Did you think about it? There are no time for that, all the time suffering. Example, when you have extremely something, pain, during that time, do you have time anything other things? Think about it? No. You think about it, oh, how can be this, what is, can be free? Who's best doctor, who is that? What is the medicine for this? Only thing with that. Nothing. Even the hell beings, they don't have totally really like, what do you call, too much suffer. Therefore, there is no time for anything else. Hungry ghostless also, they don't have time for the Dharma, except someone, very real, because so hungry, all the time looking for food. Really, it is. Hungry ghostless. So there is nothing. If you have, you think, we, if you don't have a few days, nothing to eat or drink, then would you do practice like this, or you think of looking for the something to eat or drink, you know, water, where is the water, where it can be? Think about this, really. So, hungry ghosts is dead, they don't have much chance to practice. But we are not hungry, we are not hell realm. Hell beings now, very lucky. We are not a hungry ghost's place. We have more chance to do positive action, more intelligent. We have more time, more opportunity. So they're animals. What are animals? Most of the animals doesn't hear anything. To them, they can't. Something to eat, yes. Drink, eat. Negative things are they can do, you know, fighting each other. You know, like this, if he has home, bed, fight. As negative actions they can do. But anything positive actions, there's no chance for. So, but we are not animals now. We have good chance. So those, you know, even you are some long life gods, they don't have anything chance to do like us. Just like, you know, long sleeping. Long sleep. There no pain actually, they say. They don't receive pain, nothing. Nothing to ail, no. But just like sleeping, long sleeping. There's no chance. Maybe changing Buddha's life. Buddha come, Buddha Shakyamuni came, giving teaching, finished teaching, another Buddha Maitreya come, almost finished teaching, then another one. This last that kind of. They don't have much time. So we are not like this. That's what I'm talking about. We have the good opportunity now. Really it is. Time for this, to do the practice, really. Time for more positive ways, really. Everything. We can go, you know, we can think things well, we can study, we can hear, we can see. All those are everything, you know. Even we say not human beings are bad, but human beings' lives are bad. Blind person, what do they do? They don't have anything. But their education, like in India, I have project of blind person, they do like this. But really, it is that's just very little things. So we are now great opportunity we have. So these are we need understood, try to think about, and appreciation. So from the lumbering, 18 quality, legal life, really we have now. This is real. To have, very difficult to have this one. Many holy beings, and Buddha himself, Lama Tsongkhapa, Adisha, holy beings always, they mention, you have a great life now, 18 quality, legal life now. But this is no longer. This is lightning. Lightning, you understand? When thunderstorms come, before thunderstorm, like electricity comes, you know, not very long, just like that. Our life is just like that. Nagarjuna says our life is just like an example like this. Very like a with tornado, like this kind of. If you one candle, put on there outside. What do you think how long can be the to hold the fire of the candle? I think we are lucky. We are staying like this, but still we are now this lamp, one candle. Our life is just like one candle staying with the winds, you know. Winds come from 10 directions. But still we have, that's kind of the old pre-packaged drugs we think about. Maybe you think, oh, others also, even they don't practice Buddhism, they don't believe the pre-packaged drugs, why? They have also. And they have, yes, but they did cause of that before lifetime. We also same thing, before lifetime. Before lifetime, we are good, you know. Before each of us, period, life is great, I think great person that is. Like myself, he just period, he just great, because that's what made for me to be like this. Understanding, long time study college, Dharma, it is not only college, it's Dharma. So that's kind of. That's he did very good for me. Now I need, if I cannot make next to like maybe actually we need better than this. If cannot make it worse, then that's my fault. Same thing yours. Your private life very good for you because your private life made like this. Good food, good shelter, everything is perfect. You know, like this. Even this perfect life made for you. Now if you don't make this lifetime, make for life to be success, then very bad. Very bad. So that we don't, we should, yeah, we must think about this. See? So sometimes we say, you know, whatever, you don't need to ask a fortune teller, you know, how it was my pivot life. You don't need to ask to pay for that fortune teller. No. You can see yours. What kind of, if you have good life, that's you made it, because your moral conduct, everything good moral, you know, conduct is very good deed you did. That's why you got the human being's life, you know, higher rebirth. You got it. If you have necessary things good, everything's not shortage, whatever you want, you got that private life, they made generosity to others. That's why a result of that now, you have this time. If you respect others, respect to you, you did respect private lifetime, respect to the others. That's all made to you now, karma's reply. You see, that's what it did. Bad or good, whatever we had, those are we made it. You know, we made it. Vivid life made it. Even this one, I think, this is no good result. Of that's a good karma, it's not good karma. But I can't make good karma when we got it. Really. When we have bad things happen, you know, like sickness, whatever you have, we can make a changing. We have a result of bad karmas, but that's what we can use for those positive ways. That's why we have exchange meditation. See? Exchange meditation. Tonglen, we call tonglen meditation, exchange meditation. We can do. If you don't you do it like this, keep that pain like this, no useful. No useful. If we can use it, good way to use it. Example, like if you have headache, you have a headache, then you think, oh, like me, from the human beings, animals, tremendous, maybe millions and millions of the same condition, like me, I wish for others to be free, which I have this poor substitute for the others. If you think about that, that's your headache is good. Your headache is you use it to the positive ways. So that's why I think tonglen meditation means like this. So all those kind of, so pivot life is very much related. Karma's result can be not only one next, this lifetime if you make karma, next lifetime to be right ways, wrapping up, not necessary, no. Lives also can be. Example, if we made negative actions, some negative actions, like can be reborn in the low rounds, but when time of the death comes, you have positive action. Positive, you know, taking refuge with the Dharma Sangha, or you think, you know, like compassion, loving kindness. Really, when time of the breath comes, this next breath is then become like a pardon. That's kind of that time, if you only your mind is staying with the positive faith, devotion to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, or like everyone has to have the compassion, loving kindness, free from sufferings, everyone, you think about that, everyone to have the good, free from the like death, or something like this kind of, if you hold like this, pass away, that connects you to the good karma. One lifetime is safe, yes. But you made this lifetime so negative action, if you didn't purify, there's still a karma there, but next life they come. Maybe maybe one, two life's time can be. So, I think that means really we have a good opportunity now. I'm talking about this. Good opportunity we have now. We are having. If we lost this one, very difficult to find out. The example is, one blind person has purchased jewels, made like round, diamond round like this, and he or she hold that diamond, but then go through like a rock place, small rocks, you know, no matter anywhere rock, some piece of the rock. He or she blind, he lost that diamond. Impossible, impossible that time can find out. You think? No, anywhere, just rock. You know, small piece of rock. How can we? Just like this, we are. Now we have diamond with it. Diamond in our hand. So don't be loose. Try to use it. Otherwise, if we lost this life, without the opportunity, this great opportunity lost, just like blind beings lost piece of a diamond with a, between his, you know, small rocks, you know, put pie up the rock, small rocks, eh? How can be? So that's the thing about really it is. We all, including myself, we need to think about it. Really. Normally we think, oh, I'm doing practicing. We need really to check ourselves. We are doing practice or not. Really. So, because otherwise, if you don't check it, yeah, I'm okay. Example, some people has lots of pairs of dirt, full of dirt, but if don't check it, they don't see them. If check with mirrors, then they can see. Oh, yeah, I thought I'm clean, but it's my pairs is full of dirt, you see. So that kind of can be, really. Name of the practitioner is not necessary. Real is we are doing or not. That's what we need. Really, I'm thinking this one. Really. Faith, devotion, real is it, it's or not. Really. So, very important things, I think. So those are. So the karma is very important. Really, it is practiced karma, very important. We mistake action. We are tremendously making the negative action because we don't know the karma. We don't know the karma. That's why we are mistaken. If we know the result of the karma, we don't want a mistake. No. Just like this. So that's why I think it's mostly the important things, few things, taking roughly serious. We need to know about the condition of the lower realms. So lower realms, how it is conditioned of that. So when we know that, try to make a reject, go there. If we have a cause of, lots of the cause of that to be reborn in lower realms, that we need to purify by practice, one thing. Then we need to know the faults of the samsara, faults of samsara. Everything. That's all we can see through the work, through the, with the society. Really it is. Most of the problems are, we are because of the in the samsara, those are faults of samsara. Faults of samsara. So that's all we need to think about. We think, oh, that's great. Even we think, very great, you know, like a place, very beautiful houses, beautiful gardens, beautiful anything, if you got it, those are samsara object. We will not be attached to them. Try to think about it. We thinking always like, oh, I be like this, a great thinking, you know. Sometimes we can, families, good families, oh, some of them, by themselves or others, oh, that's very nice. Always having like this kind of family friend, someone says, oh, he or his friend is very nice. Like this kind of friend heaven, very nice. If you think that means to making samsara also. To reborn and samsara, bring back. That's why I think Lama Tsongkhapa says the desire mind is the luxo of the to tidying up in the samsara. Desire mind. That's what I say. See? I think it's a pretty good, I think. You know, sometimes we think it's test is good, everything. But this is the, if compared to the nectar, oh, this just tremendous thing. No clean either. But we can use the but not attach to them. See, that's very important things. So that's why I think all those karmas, the karmas, to need to practice the karma. Reincarnation. If you don't think about reincarnation of you or others, then you are not don't know the out of the belief of the karma. Really it is. Believe, don't believe, you know, what you think. That's then, if not reincarnation, then out of the, I think should not be in the, including Buddhist. Because of the, we need to know the, we need to know the faults of samsara, as we need waking for free from those. That's why we have a refuge, three refuges, three precious jewels for that, for those. So that's why I think we must to, sometimes people think, oh, I'm Buddhism, but I'm not believe reincarnation. That's very bad. If we don't have reincarnation, then why we difficult ways to practice? If there are no reincarnation in the future, then singing, dancing, what is ever, parties, and that's okay, then better that way. If there are no reincarnation, it's good or bad reincarnation. There no reincarnation means good or bad reincarnation. It's not there. This is like become a despair. I don't know what they think. Maybe it's right way to Buddhahood, to go to Buddhahood. Impossible, I think. Impossible. Delusions, illusions, take it to the Buddhahood. I don't think this. I would say, you know. So, should be. Go to the pure land, I think there's pure land. Pure land is different kind of pure land. Sometimes you can be reborn prevalent, but it's not necessary to become a being Buddha. No. Like people waiting for become a Buddha Amitabha land. That's good if you do that. But that's also no, that cause of that, I don't think only for the name of the Buddha. Need be. Need to be more cause of that to make more merit, more practicing. I think it should be need to do this. So that from that also then to do more purify negativeness and go through the Bodhisattva's place and then should be become a being Buddha. Sometimes people think become a pure land, then that's all. Always staying there? No. No. So we, everyone, completely become a free from negativities, being Buddha. So that's what we're wishing for. So I think. So I think that's the, I think I thought so. So this is so, you know, it's a result of negative action. Maybe I did broken for somebody else the hand before. I don't know. Because now, cause of this, I slipped, you know, I slipped. Very smooth floor, then very thin cushion, then my shoe, also put on shoe, everybody with shoe. Because they, so that's why I think many causes. But those are conditions. But real break the bone, there's no, this is the cause of that, I think, should be maybe somebody else break the hand, you know, by stick or I don't know. So that's it. See? Everything, whatever good or bad feeling, happened, those are came from karma, really. You need to think about this. Really, good feeling or bad feeling? See? Result of good feeling, that's a result of good karma. Bad feeling, pain, then you can say, what is pain in the soul? All those are, I think, is a result of the bad karma, yes. But then, if you have comfortable everything, good feeling, that's a good karma's result. So we must think about it. See, that's why I think if this way, Buddha himself said in the sutta, whatever you made a karma, you made a good or bad karma, you made it. Karma means action, you know. Whatever you made, karma means action, really it is. Action. The suffering is the no action, result of the action. Comfortable is no action, result of the action, good action. So that's one area. People sometimes say they have suffering, and this is karma. It's no karma. That's a result of karma. You know? Should be. So think about it. So then Buddha himself says, whatever you made karma, result comes just like that. You know? If you kill others, that's the result of that, you are short life. Short life, you know, short life. If you beat somebody else very, maybe months, leave, you know, need to be having pain and like a staying like this, if you don't, not dead. But sometimes people don't know, the doctors don't know the, what kind of sickness. Oh, that's just like this. So smite somebody else before lifetime, then that time, you know, during this lifetime, even human beings, but the result of that which left, those are having, they don't know, always taking, having pain, you know, uncomfortable all the time. See, that's kind of. Then, if did before, this through this way you can see. Someone say, you know, if you tell a lie now, but then next lifetime, nobody believe you. Even he or she, very good this lifetime. Very honest, very good, but people don't believe. Why? Because previous lifetime, they're deceived. So that is. So you understand? Now that's all through this verse you must think about, you know, think about more. I just show beginning examples. Through that verse you try to make use your intelligent. And then that's kind of all to need to think about. See? If someone's, you know, all the time like this, not so good. In the future lifetime, nobody smiling to you, I think, maybe. That's it, that's fine. You know. So that's it. And those look like easy, but very important practice. You know? You're making generosity for the others. If you have by hand, from your hand to receivers, very important. If you do somebody else through somebody else, this time the result of the generosity, you have not somebody else through, not directly to you, somebody else, you know. See, that's it. Kind of. I think. That's all I think. Then last time, where is us? Hmm? You are the Christine. he's substitute.
I usually don't have a book issue, so I don't exactly know.
Oh, that's Stephen. Stephen.
Stephen is sick.
Sick, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, last time you remember, the voice there. Huh?
Page 82 in the yellow book.
What is it?
Realizing that all the teachings are consistent means that each person would put these teachings into practice in order to be enlightened.
Slowly, read again.
Realizing that all the teachings are consistent.
Okay. Realizing means try to make realize. Then all teachings are
consistent.
Consistent means what for then?
Means that each person would put these teachings into practice in order to be enlightened.
Okay, so that's you understand. All teachings are. Very necessary to need to know the necessary need to know the meaning of the teaching for the do the practice. The practice is the for the become a then become a great enlightenment place. The enlightenment, I think enlightenment means there are three different kinds of enlightenments. So, Shavaka enlightenment, Patika enlightenment, and the Mahayana, Bodhisattva enlightenment. The, I think it's great enlightenment. We say great enlightenment means Buddhahood, great enlightenment. This I enlightenment, yes, but great enlightenment. So, all those teachings are whatever comes, I say, you know, like Buddha's teachings, 84, you remember? 84,000 teachings, those are to put together, then actually in here it says 12 volumes, 12 to make good, 9 to make 3 patikas. That's what we had in the texts in the college, means in the texts. But in the London says, all 84,000 Buddha's teachings are put together in the three baskets. So that's what it says. We see last I think last Wednesday we said, is it?
Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. Anyway, so okay, the three basket. So three baskets means basket of the Vinaya, basket of the Abhidhamma, basket of the Sutta. All those teachings means all those teachings and the commentary of Buddha's teachings, everything included. I think the Buddha's commentary, Buddha's teachings commentary, Indian masters did 236, I think, around there, said commentaries has. Then Tibetan Masters, Lama Tsongkhapa's the Buddha's teachings, Sutta and Tantra both, I think 18 volumes has it. All those are together, if in three baskets anyways. See, that's it. So those are, whatever we do to learn teaching, those are for the practice. There are no intellectual teachings, no intellectual. So that's why I says, sometimes people think, correction, I think, like chanting, you know, they don't know the meaning of the chanting. Yes, chanting is good, make a result. Also, same thing mantra, says mantras, good result, yes, made it. But the result is two different kind of, temporarily high result, two different kind of high results, temporarily and forever. Forever become a being Buddha. But to become a being Buddha, not only says mantras, only chanting, cannot make it, because we need both citta and the understanding of shunyata, or realizing of impotence. That's what needed. Without those, only says book, to read the book, only says mantras, cannot become a being Buddha. That's what I say. But result, yes, result has it, but temporarily, a good result does. And also forever, if you have good motivation, for that's also helps, yes. But without bodhicitta and without wisdom, cannot make it become a being Buddha. So then what say?
To be consistent means to be harmonious.
To be what say?
Harmonious. In harmony.
Harmonious?
Harmonious, yeah.
Dimpa? Temple, harmonious. Oh, I say, okay. Live harmonious together. Like this? Harmonious means, okay. Yeah, okay. Then? Harmonious, then, next word, what is it?
The Mahayana, Hinayana, Vinaya, and Tantras, etc., seem to contradict each other from a literal point of view, but they are all either the main practice to take us to enlightenment, or a byway leading to enlightenment.
Okay, good. So there are many systems. Teaching has, you know, Mahayana's teachings, within Mahayana, or Sutra teaching and the Tantra teachings, and the Shavaka and Patika's teachings, you know, like all those different kind of teachings. But look like, if temporarily look like contradiction, is there no contradiction? There is no contradiction. If the example is, and Lamra has it, I think comes later, or I'm not sure. Example is, when people has power of the heating, what do you call it? Chawal karsangda.
Fever.
When someone has a fever. So someone has a fever, you understand the fever? Like this. Then that time doctor says, don't eat meat. Don't give this person no meat, you know? You understand? Meat is make also more. More sick or more fever. Go over high up and it can be dying, dangerous. Doctor says, don't. Then, this person, fever's all gone, everything's, but still, sickness still very heavy, long time sick. Then all those tremendous, you know, like skinning and beginning. Power of the wind comes. It's make damage, this person. So then doctor says, you must have meat, you see? One doctor says that to the one patient. You understand? You need an example. So, one doctor to the one patient, beginning when patient has a fever, doctor says, don't eat meat. Then later, patient long time sick, and wind, you know, too much, it's a very, very poor condition, you know. Then that time, doctor say, you must eat meat, you know. You understand? So that's no contradiction. One doctor says that word is to the one person, one patient. Different occasion, different times. See, that's it. Another other example like this, you know. If university students, you know, if they gave kindergarten's book to them, what they think? They're suffering. The kindergarten, you know, book, you know, baby book to the university students. If they gave like this, professor gave this like this, they think, what a thing? And that's very bad, I think. Oh, this is very sorting. Means they, you know, like put it down like this, you know. But that's books for the kindergarten children. Best, good. Without those, difficult to go to through the to high class or to, you know, university, you know. So that's same like this. So, sutra and Hinayana, like Shavaka and Patikas, the path, and also those are for the become being Buddha. Now, different kind of look like the but later, all those ideas to take to the great enlightenment place. Same thing Tantra. So Tantra is very highest teaching, but beginning, if you show the 10 Tantra, not so good. Without a general idea or strong faith, strong understanding of the teachings, with the teachings, then giving the like a Tantra teaching, that's not so good. But without the Tantra teaching, cannot be become a being, completely being Buddha. So all those are, even to this time, doesn't need, cannot give the but next time. See? You understand? So all teachings are, we need to have it. That's why we respect to the old teachings. We need respect to the old teachings. So I don't need it, but then maybe some opportunity they need it, you know. Like Mahayana, you know, Tantra, the student of Tantra practicing, practitioners, they are need to be actually foundation for that sutra, Mahayana teachings, and also to have the bodhicitta and the realization of impotence, they need to have it. Without those, very difficult. See? Now then, anyway, so now we respect any kind of Buddhist teachings, but we respect, yeah. For one, in the Lama say that, whatever Buddha did teachings in the term will of three times, will of Dharma three times, all those are for one person from beginning enter to great enlightenment place. That's what you understand? That's what I'm saying. One person. Okay, then?
They are therefore consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you have come down with the high.
They are what say?
Therefore they are consistent.
Oh, okay, then.
Suppose you have come down with a high fever. Initially, your doctor will forbid.
Oh, okay, there is this. Okay, that's okay. Okay, then slowly read. Then now I understood this. Okay.
He tells you these could prove fatal for you if you do not give them up. But later, when the fever has passed its crisis and there is now an excess of the wind humor, The doctor will instruct you to take meat, alcohol, etc.
Yeah. That's it. That's one, yeah. You must think about this. If we think about this, then all Buddhist teachings appreciate we are. Even I don't need to do it like this, you know. But we are Mahayana practitioners, so not go through the Hinayana, but we respect to the Hinayana teachings because those are from the person who are wandered from the Hinayana place. That's way all the ways to Buddhahood. Purpose of that. Then?
Now, only one person is being told these things, and there is only one person saying them. The two statements, the earlier one forbidding the meat and alcohol, and the later one allowing them, seem to be inconsistent.
Yeah, that's good. Now, very clear, you know. Do you see the from the book? You see? Okay, that's these are need to be keeping in your mind. Through the examples, then big meaning to be understood. See, that's very important. That's why put it in the examples. Then?
But this is not so. Both of them were meant to cure the one patient.
Yeah, that's right. Both. Whatever it says, eat meat or don't eat meat, but that's one patient to be well, and that's great, really it is. So then?
You may similarly feel the Hinayana, Mahayana...
Oh yes, that's all I'm sorry. then what is it? Yeah.
...were tailored for particular disciples, so all of these teachings are not mandatory in one person's practice in order to become enlightened.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's really it is. Really it is. Really. So sometimes people think, oh, this is Hinayana, this is my Hinayana. That's, yes, you are about appreciation. You know, like this one. Like university students, oh, kindergarten like this. Cannot do. They came from the kindergarten. They came from the kindergarten. So, this time they are high up, I think. They think this is not so good. Really it is. So that's them.
Again, this is not so. The one speaker was telling the one person about the practices to enlightenment. When that person was at the level of the small and medium scopes, the Buddha first explained the Hinayana basket of teachings.
That's good. We have three scopes, Lamrim. Three scopes or three is three persons. Small person, medium person, high person. There's three scopes also. Then all those are what I say.
Yeah. That person was to meditate on things like impermanence and suffering.
That's what means a small person, small scope, or the decimal. So, from that one, like we have like this. Three scope means one person think about this should not be reborn in the low realms, So that's a low realms. Try to think about it. Save from that, think about it. And then also, relatively, or understanding of the suffering of low realms, and take refuge with the Dharma Sangha. With the Dharma Sangha, take refuge. So that and then also, like a little bit the thoughts of samsara, if it knows, that's the small scopes. That's our more goal is. Make to have the rebirth of the higher realms. That's one small scope. Medium scope's goal is free from samsara, more than free from the low realms. More than that, free from samsara. That's medium scope. Then that's highest scrub or high, all those not enough for the preformed, the lower house, not enough for only for samsara, to have the become a being Buddha, and free from the also obstacle of the delusions and illusions both. That's what said, I think. Let me read what said.
After some improvement, the person was now at the level of the great scope, so the Mahayana basket was explained.
See, that's there.
He now received explanations into bodhicitta, the six perfections, and so on.
Yeah, Mahayana paths, if you go through, when you engage into Mahayana path, you must have bodhicitta. Sometimes people think, oh, bodhisattva. That's, someone has good behavior, someone's nicely, but not necessarily bodhisattva. Person is bodhisattva or not, what's make difference? Who has bodhicitta? That's then bodhisattva. If doesn't have bodhicitta with them, bodhicitta wasn't born with a person, that it should not be bodhisattva. So that's what I say. What I say? The bodhisattvas must have the bodhicitta with them. And the action of the bodhisattvas is the six parameters. Parameter of generosity, and the parameter of the, the morality, patience, diligence, concentration, and then wisdom. So that's of them.
And when that person became a suitable vessel for the tantras, the Buddha explained...
That's good. See, suitable vessel for the base of the tantra practice, what kind of need quality, he has said. Having the bodhicitta, practice of the six parameters, that's it. Then what say? Read.
The two stages of the highest yoga tantras and the tantric consort practices.
Tantric also, tantra. Tantra is four levels, tantra is. Yoga tantra, Kriya tantra, Charya tantra, Yoga tantra, Mahayana yoga tantra, four different kind of levels. Then what to say this? Read it.
Yet all these practices are appropriate for a person such as yourself to follow in order to be enlightened. Hence, any one of the victorious ones' scriptures belongs to either the mainstream of the path or one of its byways.
A person who want to become like this, the two things need to mean. What are two things? What do they say? Two things need. I think it's both citta and also realization of impotence or wisdom. Person who want to become a being Buddha, to have those things. Then?
Not one of these scriptures is superfluous to a person's practice leading to enlightenment.
No. Scriptures. Scripture means a book, is it? Or what is that? Book?
It's like the text.
Path or book? Scripture. What is scripture? Is what is it?
The book of writings.
Scriptures. I think book, is it? Thank you means, scripture means the
books.
Yeah, the books, but meaning to explanation of the bodhicitta and the six parameters, and also then from the tantras away, so also four level of tantras. Those are scripture means also, which to show the meaning by words, I think that's one. Scripture. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
The main concern of a bodhisattva is to work for the sake of sentient beings.
Main concern. Main concern means what is main concern?
The thing they're thinking of mostly.
Main concern means think about the mostly important, is it?
Yes.
Mostly the important is bodhisattvas.
Yes.
Bodhisattvas, what is mostly important thinking of the bodhisattva? What is that?
Other sentient beings.
Other sentient beings? Beneficent beings. Okay. Yeah, mostly the bodhisattva thinking is great enlightenment for the others. To have the great enlightenment, means become a being Buddha for the other sentient beings, benefit for the sentient beings. Yes, definitely. Then what say?
Thus, bodhisattvas must teach the three paths that will lead the three types of disciples, the Shirvaka, Pratyeka Buddhas, and Bodhisattva, to their particular form of liberation.
Okay, so the Buddha's scripture is from the 84,000, or the three different scriptures. Scripture of the Shirvakas, scripture of Pratyekas, scripture of the Mahayana. So then,
but unless bodhisattvas know these paths themselves, they cannot teach them to others.
Okay. What's it? Oh, yeah. The Shavaka and the Patikas, they know the meaning and what they know, but they cannot. They don't have the receive, you know, both Chitta and but they have wisdom, yes. But they don't have both Chitta and also those bodhisattva actions means that they don't have it, that they can't understand it, but they cannot teach it. Another word they say is like this. Third room is whatever heard from Buddha, that's not to repeat, to get to tell to the others, but they don't practice for that. Just like a tape record, I think. So that's what I say. They, you know, Shavaka and Patikas, bodhisattvas, you know, like the doctrine of the bodhisattvas, they heard from Buddha, when Buddha gave him teaching, they asked with them, they heard about it, they can't make it repeat, what Buddha said that this time, they can't repeat, but they don't practice themselves, see, that's what I say. Just timba sam do say yorba yorba nyaranga nyaranga lam te just timba sam do say yorba then
Dharma Kirti says in his commentary on Things Valid, the means to these ends are obscure. It is difficult to discuss them.
What's that? Dharma Kirti says then?
The means to these ends are obscure. It is difficult to discuss them.
Why discuss? You cannot make this. Would you like last sentence? What say?
Would you want me to repeat it?
Yeah.
The means to these ends are obscure. It is difficult to discuss them.
Well, yeah. Then means who? Bodhisattvas, Sata Lam means bodhisattva paths, and also those. Stage path and the knowledges, they cannot make a, they can repeat, but they cannot make a giving teaching to the others. Make sense? Read again.
The means to these ends are obscure. It is difficult to discuss them.
Cannot make discuss with whom? Shavaka and Patikas. Those, I'm not sure. Kujura. Yes. Because those I cannot make by obviously cannot do that. Because those are hidden. All those headings are should be to understand the meaning of that by reasons. That's Dharma Kirti means Chodpanichoda, yes.
Dharma Kirti says
hidden then? Hidden meaning. You understand hidden? Hidden.
Hidden.
Oh, yeah. To make what you call, not obviously to say. Oh, yeah. Hidden. Hidden. Oh, hidden. Hidden, okay. Then, I think we stop saying this. Then, last percentage will say there.
The path leading to an understanding of the paths belonging to the three vehicles is something bodhisattvas should develop in their mind streams in order to be sure of the different routes to achieve some benefit for others.
Yeah. When bodhisattvas, all three those paths, kavaka, patikas, they do understand. They do understand. But they don't, you know, it's like a path is like shavaka and patikas. But bodhisattvas, they do understand about meaning of those, everything. So that's why. Mm-hmm. I think it's tonight we stop there, okay? Now, it's really, when you read, not go through like this, pages, no reason. Really, it is. One page you read again and again, what to say, what is the reason, that all those are, how, why, very important to think about, really it is. Then you get meaning real, you know, so, see, we stop here tonight. Okay, now we are doing like this, we do, I think it's one of the Tom, what is it? Lantos, Tom Lantos. He's a very good help to the Tibetan situation. From the United States. Congressman. He passed away, I think, sorry. He passed away. He and then any other, many of the passed away. So we're waiting for all those past beings to have a good rebirth, you know, which who has a sickness, all those sickness beings are to be well. And think about this. Also, then we're waiting for, like, Buddha Dharma, long time with the beings. It's only the Dalai Lama and any other spiritual masters to have a long life. And also, which we are doing practice of Buddha Dharma. So all those are to have accomplishment of it. Practice of the Dharma without obstacles. Then we're waiting for all in this country or any other country, there will not happen bad things, you know, disease, like sickness of, you know, disease, and a war, starvation, and those kind of bad things will not happen. Everything good fortune is coming in this world for the world beings. Then we're thinking, all sentient beings, free from delusion to illusion, they become a being Buddha, by which we did action of Dharma, we are together.
Yeah,
Roku yananda vakin loja bara sho edama guru renam ralanga niyadaya amen. Voilà. De parler. Oops.
There'll be no meditation on Sunday morning because there'll be a tour visiting before class, but there'll be regular class at 10:30.